Welcome to The First Note, where we travel through time to listen to the origins of your favorite songs. I'm the Cosmic Messenger to guide you along the way with our trusted navigator, former New York City taxi cab driver, and Italian fashion icon, Vinny Bag of Donuts. So Vinny, how did you get that nickname, Bag of Donuts?
All right, so I'll tell you the story. My mom named me Vincent Paul. My last name is Bag of Donuts. My nickname as a growing up as a kid was Bags, which, you know, that was fine with me. Then when I was about 22 or so, I was working as a bouncer at, well, let's just say it was a questionable establishment. So one day my boss, who will remain anonymous, said, hey, Vinny, go get me some pastries. You know, so off I go. When I got back, the boss says to me, hey, Vinny, what'd you get me? I said, I got you a bag of donuts. He said, I didn't ask you for your last name. I asked you, what'd you get me? I said, a bag of donuts. He looked me straight in the eye and he said, listen, from now on, your name's Vinny Bag of Donuts. And that was that.
Oh, great story. Did anybody ever tease you about your new nickname?
Well, let's just say there was this one guy that made fun of my name.
Really? Where is he now?
Oh, he's not here anymore. Let's just say he disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yeah, well, you know, he liked to swim with the fishes. I heard he went scuba diving without a tank.
Well, Vinny, I'll never make fun of your name.
So what tune are we listening to today, boss?
I thought today we will discover the origins of Black Magic Woman.
Oh, Black Magic Woman. Hey, you know, not to be bragging or nothing, but I discovered a few Black Magic Women in my time. But then again, you know, I digress. I had a black magic woman.
And once again, Vinny, more information than we need today.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay. I'm sure you've had a few. While most people remember Black Magic Woman from Carlos Santana, it was Peter Green of Fleetwood Mac who wrote the song in 1968.
Oh, you are so right. When Fleetwood Mac played the blues, you had Jeremy Spencer, Danny Kirwin. No chicks in that band then, I don't think. I think John McVie was in that band, but I don't think Christy McVie was in that band then.
Nope, not at that time. But let's take a listen. So set the dials of the laid-back, way-back time machine to 1968 and Fleetwood Mac and Black Magic Woman.
I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. You might just break up my magic so bad. I need you, darling. I need you, darling.
That was Fleetwood Mac's original version of Black Magic Woman, written by Peter Green in 1968. But just 2 years later, Carlos Santana would make the song a household name.
You know, I love that organ intro by Greg Raleigh, and that medley with Gypsy Queen is off the charts.
And hit the charts it did. The song went all the way to number 4, and the album went to number 1.
You know, I heard that Greg Raleigh heard it and introduced to Santana in a parking lot in Fresno.
Well, Vinny, lots of strange things happen in parking lots, as you probably know.
You heard about that.
Well, Vinny, I don't kiss and tell. But let's listen to the Santana instead.
Thank you.
That was Santana's cover version of Black Magic Woman from 1970. Peter Green, who wrote the song, left the music scene not long after, but he did make a comeback to play it again later.
Yeah, you know, that dude, he went through some tough times. God bless him. Let's hear it.
I got a black magic woman. So blind I can't see. And she's a black magic woman, and she's trying to make the devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me. Yeah, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tree. Turn your back on me, baby. You might just break on my magic stick.
That was Peter Green and the Splinter Group playing a 1992 version of his song, Black Magic Woman. But we're going to jump ahead to the year 2000 and listen to Charles Musselwhite's version.
Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. And she's a black magic woman, trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. I just might pick up your magic tricks. Spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, woman. Just can't leave you alone.
That was Charles Musselwhite playing Black Magic Woman from the year 2000.
Man, I love listening to Charlie play his harp.
He played with everybody. Well, Black Magic Woman's been covered by numerous orchestras, jazz bands, and some new age groups, too.
Yeah, well, listen, if this new age version makes me look any younger, let's go. Let's go with it.
Okay, Romeo. So set the dials to 2003. To hear the Project Pimentos take on the song.
Thank you.
your back on me, baby. Turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. I just might pick up your magic sticks.
We just listened to San Francisco-based Project Pimento's 2003 version of Black Magic Woman.
Hey, listen, that sounds more like a space age thing to me.
Well, that's because they're playing a theremin.
A who?
A theremin. It's an electronic instrument, usually with two antennas. It's a musical instrument that makes noise without you touching it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something right now. It sounds like my ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Well, normally on this one, the operator uses his right hand to control the pitch and your left hand to control the volume. It's been used in special effects in science fiction movies and lots of music too. Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones played it.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. Brian Jones, that guy could play anything on this planet. They probably out of space too. But listen, boss, I'm more in a jazzy mood tonight. You know what I'm saying?
I could tell by your shirt. It kind of gives it away. So let's listen to Ed Calle. This Grammy nominee is a Venezuelan jazz musician who relocated to Florida. He plays every horn, keyboards too. That was Ed Kaye covering Black Magic Woman from 2004. But I thought we'd get another guitar version from the same year.
All right. So who's going to rock us now, boss?
Andy Timmons.
Oh, yeah. I remember he played in that metal band Danger Danger, I think. But, you know, he surprised a lot of people when he started playing jazz fusion. A man after my own heart. Let's go.
We'll be right back.
We just heard a live cover of Black Magic Woman from guitarist Annie Timmons.
That got my pulse going for sure. My doctor says to keep my blood pressure down. You got any more like that jazzy stuff or something like that?
Sure. So let's head to 2005 for a cool jazz cover by Toronto jazz vocalist Janice Hagen.
Magic woman, got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman that got me so blind I can't see. She's a black magic woman, she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic stick. Spell on me, baby. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman. I can't leave you alone.
That was Canadian jazz vocalist Janice Hagen singing Black Magic Woman. And I'm going to keep the jazz versions coming to keep Vinny's blood pressure down. So let's hop over to France to hear Pink Turtles version.
Yeah, that's a good idea. My doctor said a glass of red wine a day is good for my heart. So a little jazz and red wine and I'll be relaxed.
black magic woman. Got the black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman. She's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic sticks. Spell on me, baby.
Got your spell on me, baby.
Got your spell on me, baby.
Yes, you got your spell on me, baby.
Turning my heart into stone.
Turning my heart into stone.
I need you so bad, magic woman. I can't leave you alone.
We just listened to French jazz swing band Pink Turtles' cover of Black Magic Woman from 2010. And from Vinny's purple lips, I see he's enjoying the red wine.
Hey, I'm just following doctor's orders.
But he said a glass a day, not a bottle.
Hey, listen, boss. Did Santana and Peter Green ever play this song together?
Well, they certainly did at the 1998 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, don't keep me waiting. Let's hear it.
Mm-hmm.
That was Santana and Peter Green playing the song Black Magic Woman together at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998.
You know, that's just a great tribute to Peter Green. God rest his soul.
Yes, and that's a great way to wrap up today's show. We hope you enjoyed today's show of The First Note as we travel through time to listen to the origins of Black Magic Woman. It's time to head home now. Vinny, get the laid-back, way-back time machine warmed up, and let's pick up some food on the way home.
Hey, I just got an idea. Wednesday is spaghetti night in my neighborhood. Ready to roll and see you guys next time.